G'day, welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. This is an emergency podcast after Fremantle's move to sack Ross Lyon today. This podcast is brought to you by Mazda, 60 years in the making. It's the Mazda 60th landmark event. Secure a landmark deal on Mazda BT50 4x4 dual cab XTR. Celebrate at your Mazda dealer or visit mazda.com.au. If you haven't subscribed to the show, please do that. Leave a rating and leave a review. All right, get stuck in. This is the Hardball Gets AFL show. My name's Nick Rim, joined today for the first time by footy writer with Seven West Media, formerly AFL.com.au, Nathan Schmuck. Schmucky, welcome to the show, mate.
Thanks, Nick. Definitely warrants an emergency podcast this sort of day, doesn't it?
He's one of those figures in footy. You know, previously Fremantle news wouldn't necessarily make a big national splash, but he's one of those figures in footy that we just can't stop talking about, can't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that sort of points to the impact that he's had at Fremantle. He's a big name that came in. He's changed the club in a lot of ways, and everyone's interested in this story right around the country.
So tell me how it went when you first found out the news today.
So I just cruised in for a regular day of writing for the west.com.au. Fremantle, they're getting very good at keeping these things quiet, aren't they? So they kept his appointment and Mark Harvey's sacking very quiet. And however many years we're on now, what, 6, 7 years on?
Yeah, maybe even 8.
Maybe even 8. Yeah, they've kept this one absolutely quiet as well. So it came out of the blue for us, but everyone jumped into action pretty quickly. And yeah, it's been a very big day.
So this is, it would have surprised you less had this happened a few weeks ago, wouldn't it? But the timing of it was a bit obscure, given that, it was a terrible game on the weekend. They played like rubbish, but, they still had a bit of goodwill because they saw off some old favourites. And I think, was it the Geelong win, do you think, is that what stretched this out? Do you think this might have happened back then, if not for them somehow beating the top of the ladder?
Yeah, well, even post-season, it's sort of come forward a little bit than where I thought it would be. I thought if they'd made their decision based on how Fremantle were going for the body of work this year, which is what they should do.
Yep.
Look at the entire body of work. They were pushing for finals early in the year. They've really declined quickly, and it's turned into a bad season for them, 4 years into a rebuild. So for me, it was something that was probably going to be looking to happen post-season.
Yep.
So to bring it forward with one match to go, I find that really curious. So it's definitely come quicker to me rather than longer.
What do you think the reasoning is? So what Dale Alcock, who's the president of the football club, said today that they made the decision on the weekend, so they just wanted to get it out there as quickly as possible after making the decision, not wait around for anyone's sake. Do you buy that, or do you think there's, like, what do you think went through their head?
Oh, well, as far as why they made the decision as a starting point, I think they made the decision because he wasn't going to be their man beyond 2020.
2020 was the last year of his deal.
Yeah, and they couldn't afford for next season to be a wasted season. Next year's a critical season as far as the list build at Fremantle and where they're heading. If they want to win a premiership, next season has to be a win for them. Not necessarily to win the premiership next season, but they have to make great strides and have a really good off season as well, have a great trade period, great drafting, if they're going to get where they want to go. So,
do you think this changes the minds of anyone who's on the trade table, either the guys at Fremantle who want to leave, or the Tim Kellys of the world who are mulling up where they'll end up next year and maybe this somehow affects the decision-making? Do you think that comes into any of it?
Yeah, well, it may well do. Everything we hear about Bradley Hill and Ed Langdon is that they have really close relationships with Ross.
Yep.
So maybe with those two it doesn't, but I think with Tim Kelly, if they're resigned to losing Hill and Langdon, they need to replace them with ready-made players. It's not good enough for Fremantle now with where they're at to go to the draft again.
Yep.
So they're going to want a player like Tim Kelly, and Tim Kelly's shown that West Coast is his preference. So whether or not that's because of Lyon, we don't know. But whether getting a fresh coach in, a fresh direction, is going to change Tim Kelly's mind, that may well be something that's figured in this decision. I don't think by any means it would be the entire decision. It would be a bizarre thing to sack your coach to get a player in.
Yep.
But I think it may be one small factor in the big picture.
So we think that we already think that Bradley Hill's on the move. St Kilda's the club which has been so heavily linked to him. Ed Langdon, similar situation, looking like Melbourne, isn't it?
Yep, Melbourne have been linked to Ed Langdon from the midway point of the season, and nothing else has changed. We haven't heard other clubs mention, maybe Collingwood briefly, but Melbourne's definitely been the front runner for Ed Langdon, yeah.
So that we'd assume those moves would still go ahead. Do you think there might be anyone else on the market who may change their mind about where they were going to end up now that Ross, or is there someone you might be able to convinced to put their name on the table that you wouldn't have been able to beforehand?
Well, I think probably the interesting one that we haven't heard a lot about in recent times is Sean Darcy. So
yeah, okay.
looking at a player who, you know, had a bit of an uncertain future, Darcy Tucker's another one that we could, I guess, talk about. He's out of contract. So those two players, you know, whether they were set to stay at Fremantle already, we don't know. But they're two players that I think this decision may well alter what they're thinking.
Oh, so that's all going to come in the end. Ross Lyon, let's just get stuck into Ross Lyon a little bit. The man, the myth, he has already fronted up. He fronted up to his own press conference. He called his own press conference after the club did theirs, which shows he knows what he's doing. He doesn't go hide in his shell and wait for people to wait outside his house for a few weeks.
Yep.
What's the next step for him? Do you think his coaching career is still alive?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, whether that's in senior coaching or at some other level, I think a man as experienced as Ross Lyon, who's been to grand finals, had a absolutely stellar sort of win-loss record, knows how to win games, sort of up until this rebuild at Fremantle, he's someone that I think clubs would find very valuable to get in that sort of director of coaching type role. Whether he is happy to do that right now.
That's the question, isn't it? Because he's the big dog.
Yeah.
Everywhere he's been, Ross has been the big dog. The buck stops with him. He makes the calls.
Yeah.
Would he be able to be that kind of... He's never showed before that he can be that mentor.
Can you go from Ross the boss to Ross the director of coaching?
Yeah. Ross the boss to the side.
Yeah.
Is that a thing that's actually going to be able to come about? Or is he a senior coach... And that's all he is.
I think he's a senior coach. That's my view.
Feeling.
I think he's a senior coach. And if he's not a senior coach, he's a media commentator.
That's what he didn't take long into his press conference before he thanked the game's broadcast partners, Seven West Media and Fox Footy. That's what some of the humdrum that we've been talking about today is that he'll end up there as a caller.
And
not a caller, sorry, a special comments man.
Special comments man. And we've seen him, I think it was last season during the final series, he was in the Foxtel lab. Giving those sort of insights.
Yeah, he's doing a bit of that stuff.
Yeah, he does it really well. He's got a great rapport with those Foxtel commentators. So I think that might be the next step for Ross, probably in this final series even. I think Foxtel would do well to sort of poach him straight away.
Yep.
Get him in the lab, get some of those insights from a senior coach who's played all these teams this season. And then what happens in 2020, who knows, the senior coaching positions, what are we looking at? St Kilda.
Well, St Kilda's the only one on the table right at the moment, isn't it? And that, well, you know, I know that there's certain people who have said, you know, that the door's still open for him, but that can't be a real thing, can it?
Well, as far as people at St Kilda, a lot of them have moved on. So that, for me, as far as the hierarchy, it's possible.
Yep.
The questionable aspect of that is the fans.
So, whether the fans would want him back?
Yeah, and can St Kilda sell that to their fans? Can they justify getting Ross Lyon back when he was their coach and he left? And, you know, if we talk about the contract situation, you know, we've gone over that for years now.
Yep.
He's had every right to break that contract because it was written into his contract.
Yep.
But fans don't buy that. They're not happy with that. So are they going to accept him back as their senior coach? I think that's the only question at St Kilda.
The other point we've got to touch on is who Fremantle gets in now to replace him. Replacing Ross Lyon's probably not a job that too many people would be super keen on in terms of the boots that they have to fill. He's certainly a dominant figure at a footy club, and coming in to replace him is going to be a hell of a lot of work.
Yeah.
But the names that have already been linked with him are Justin Longmuir, Peter Sumich, who was an assistant at Fremantle, formerly assistant at West Coast during their premiership year in 2006. He's coaching the W under 18s, turned their program around a little bit. So those two blokes are the names that come up. But then there's also the assistant coaches who've been in the mix for jobs which have since been filled by interim coaches. So that's at Carlton and North Melbourne. So your Michael Voss of the world.
Yeah.
Would they still be – is it so dead set that you think it's going to be one of the Longmuir or Sumich because of their connections to the state and everything else? Or is the job wide open?
Well, we haven't heard much from Fremantle about what they're going to do as far as setting up a selection committee, and Ross Lyon was sacked today.
Yes,
so that's going to
take
time, and that's, I guess, the news that's going to develop over the next couple of days. To me, it just feels like Justin Longmuir's job. I feel like
there is a bit of a feeling, isn't it? Yeah, I get that.
He's an unbackable favourite already, if you follow the money.
Yep.
And he just seems ready for it. And, you know, from what we hear, Collingwood insiders, they have just been ready. They know that Justin Longmuir was going to leave for Fremantle. He was going to be the target for Fremantle as soon as a change was made. So they're pretty resigned to that, to losing him. And, yeah, he's just ready. He's had a 10-year apprenticeship in the game. He was one of the four coaches in the second intake of the Level 4. So
yeah, those really early days of that elite coaching program. What is it? That Level 4 is that elite coaching program, isn't it? They want to teach him up
and he was
head coaches.
Yeah, straight away for that. So, yeah, everything you hear about him is he's a great football mind. He's probably one of the more modern coaches that, you know, relates to players really well. He's sort of soft and cuddly and builds great relationships.
Hey, Ross got very cuddly towards the end.
He did. He absolutely did. We saw the hugs. So we saw that side of Ross as well. And I don't know if Ross lacked that side. I got no idea. But I know that Justin Longmuir has that side, which is really important. And he was very close to Peter Bell when they were teammates.
It's hard to get two blokes who seem like on first meeting or, you know, first time you see him as polar opposites in terms of personality. Justin Longmuir seems like a very laid-back, easygoing dude, whereas Ross is famously very intense at times.
Yeah.
He can also have a laid-back side, but it always seems like there's something simmering under the surface. So what do you expect to happen this week? Do you like? There's a week to go in the season. It's just such strange timing, but how do you expect the group to respond? How do you expect Ross? Do you expect Ross to start hitting the beat and doing job interviews immediately?
Yeah, that's going to be interesting what Ross does. It seems to me, judging by his press conference today, he's going to take a step back, get around his family as you would, and just be there as a support for them and probably look at a media role for the finals.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it did have his press conference did have a bit of a, you know, sort of sales pitch to it. And,
it was,
and
it was
I'm available, guys. And
the remaking of Ross.
Yeah, yeah, sort of a remarketing type thing. But
restumping, replumbing.
Yep, exactly. So I don't think that Ross is going to have to hit the road and sell himself to clubs. I think if a club wants Ross, such as a St Kilda, they're going to come for him. They're going to come knocking and say, Ross, we want to talk to you. This is what we want for our senior coach. Do you think you can fit into that? And I guess the one that we're discounting here is Brett Ratten as well.
So Brett Ratten at St Kilda, he seems to be doing some of the right things, but is that lukewarm or is that a done deal, you reckon?
Oh, it seems lukewarm to me at the moment. We've seen Carlton and North Melbourne jump pretty early. St Kilda, they're not doing that.
Yep.
And I guess the other sort of shark circling in the water is Brad Scott. So he might still be in the mix there at St Kilda. We don't know. And whether he even
he's
emerges.
He's in the mix at Fremantle as well.
Exactly. Might emerge as a late contender at Freo.
So would Saints, do you think Saints are actually good? Like Ross Lyon's a finisher. I think we've shown now that he's come into two systems. Took him as close as you can possibly get without winning a flag, and then they've dropped off the face of the earth. So I think like it's what we've learnt now, this is twice it's happened, that Ross Lyon's system is about finishing, it's not sustainable.
Yep.
Do you think St Kilda are in a position that they can, like a finisher can get them there? Or I think like they seem just still a fair few steps away, don't they?
They do. They definitely feel like they're not Fremantle when Ross Lyon took them over.
Yep.
They're a long way off that. Mark Harvey had that list really well built and ready to contend, I think.
Yep.
St Kilda aren't in that position. They'd have to have a massive off-season. They'd have to have players like Dan Hannabury, you know, spike back up into career-best sort of footy to become that sort of team under Ross Lyon. So I don't see them being in that point. So maybe Ross Lyon's thinking, if he was to go there, give me 3 years and I can start getting this team up and running. But I don't see him as a finishing coach at St Kilda in the next 2 years.
Well, this is going to be one of the more interesting stories of the off-season. There's always nice bit of coverage, follows Ross Lyon around, and he's always good for a few zingers in the presses too.
I think the media are going to miss him. The media in Perth, if he doesn't hang around, are definitely going to miss Ross.
I think he's going to jump on it. Don't worry. Well, you've seen plenty of Ross Lyon. I don't think anyone's seen the back of Ross Lyon, which is great. I'm just glad it's not my club. All right. Thanks for coming in, Schmookie. Thank you all for tuning in. Be back tomorrow with the 2-minute warning as per usual. It's been the Ross Lyon Emergency Pod on the Hardball Gets AFL Show.